USA News, I'm Tim Berg. 70% of illegal immigrants at the border are still being caught and released after the end of Title 42. That's according to numbers that challenge Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' promise of consequences. Chief among those consequences is expedited removal, which can result in deportation in a couple of days. Deportees who try to return to the United States illegally can be charged with felonies and face five-year bans on legal reentry. President Biden making news today as he informed G7 leaders that the United States will support a joint international effort to train Ukrainian pilots on modern fighter aircraft, including F-16s. SpaceX canceled their planned launch of several new internet satellites Friday morning, just before liftoff at California's Vandenberg Space Force Base.
We are very cautious on the ground, and if the team or the vehicle sees anything that looks slightly off, we stop the countdown and try again another day.
This would have been the second SpaceX launch of the day. Earlier Friday, the company launched 22 Starlink internet satellites from Florida's Cape Canaveral. The White House and Republicans continue to work on a bipartisan deal to avoid a government default. Republicans are wanting spending cuts in exchange for their vote to increase the nation's borrowing limit. Democrats are exploring pathways for President Biden to unilaterally expedite the process of using the 14th Amendment. Meantime, Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy says the Republicans' plan is to impose stronger work requirements for social safety net programs like food stamps and housing assistance.
The ball is firmly in the court of the President of the United States and Senate Democrats to respond to what we've already done.
First Mission was scratched from tomorrow's running of the Preakness Stakes. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
As G7 leaders continue to discuss the potential global threat of a Chinese invasion of Taiwan at their summit in Japan, Virginia Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears tells Fox and Friends that world leaders must confront a dangerous adversary.
Do you know who is not getting rid of their budget when it comes to defense? That would be China.
Democrats in Washington, D.C. have begun raising constitutional questions about Congress's power to control the debt limit amid budget and spending negotiations.
More checks and balances, top Democrats in Washington say the 1917 law underpinning Congress's authority to control the nation's debt limit at all could be challenged by using the 14th Amendment, which states the full faith and credit of the U.S. shall not be in question. Democrats acknowledge it would likely be seen as a provocative move by Republicans and saved only as a last resort measure. President Biden himself has yet to embrace the idea publicly. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A planned Tampa event that was being hailed as one of the region's largest pride celebrations was canceled by its organizers in response to a new law that forbids exposing children and adults to sexually inappropriate displays. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the law the day before the cancellation was announced. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.